That's okay. We blew him up. Now I've got a double machine, or a double machine gun. Oh, and another one of them appears. Cool. All right. Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast for Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power. This is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. We're checking out Contra. Contra Operation Galuga. By WayForward and Konami. I was lucky enough to get a key sent over for this one, and I'm really excited about it, so we're going to check it out real quick. Yeah. Contra, man. I played a lot of Contra growing up. I was singing before I started recording here. I was singing the... Is it Pint Size might be the band? I don't remember. There's a band that did a Konami Code song.
It was up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. Secret Contra Code for Extra Life.
I'm excited. Wait. Story mode. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA. Nothing? Wait. I think that did do something. Because it reloads the file select. I don't know if it did anything. Difficulty normal, danger level, health meter. One hit kill. Ooh. There's easy, normal, hard. We'll play normal with a health meter. Okay. You receive credits based on your performance at the end of each stage. Complete stage with additional characters for bonus credits. Okay. I can play as Lance Bean or Bill Reiser. We'll play as Lance Bean. Ready. I've seen a little bit of this, and I didn't actually play the demo for it, but I've seen a little bit of the gameplay, and this is another one where I really like WayForward as a developer a lot. I think they do a lot of really, really good stuff, and I think they're a good company to put these sorts of remake projects in the hands of. But with both this one and Advance Wars, I'm just not certain about the choice on the art style that they've used for the remake. The gameplay in Advance Wars is perfect. It's exactly what it should be. So I'm hoping we'll have the same thing here. The Galuga Archipelago. Some nice little village nestled in the mountains. People are looking up at the stars. Oh no, those are meteors crashing to the ground. And there's some weird floating tesseract looking object underground in a cave. And it starts spinning real fast. Oh, it's reacting to the meteors maybe. And now a guy shows up who looks like a Mortal Kombat character. And this is the girl who was watching the meteors fall again. She's like pretty nonplussed about the meteors at first. And now she's sitting up like, oh no, what's happening? There's a lot of them falling. This just happened to a planet in an episode of Stargate I watched. And then I listened to two Stargate podcasts afterwards. Stargate Sing and... 6 months later. Stargate Sing and... There's No Place Like Terra. And they both talked about how it would just be destroyed if that happened.
As you know, a terrorist group called Red Falcon has been carrying out limited strikes around the globe.
Basically, I'm saying this planet should have, or this island should be gone.
We've confirmed reports they've set up shop on the main island of Galuga, following the meteor event earlier this year. The Federation immediately dispatched the GX army, as they were in the vicinity for military exercises. They seemed to be making headway until 3 days ago, when we lost contact.
Uh-oh.
You're kidding. Gen 10 is the strongest unit in the Federation Army. No way some fringe upstarts took him out.
While it's still unconfirmed, we should assume the worst. Apparently the Red Falcon are more powerful than we realized. Speaking of which, our science division has some troubling intel of their own. Dr. Drake.
If the whole army got taken out, why do we think these two guys are going to do any better?
The Federation's interstellar satellite network detected a gravity anomaly. Something on Earth, emitting gravity waves strong enough to circle the planet. Their source coordinates aligned squarely on the Galuga Archipelago.
This gives us reason to suspect the Red Falcon are developing gravity weapons.
Ah.
Gravity weapons. The Federation banned them decades ago.
Oh, okay.
That's right, Lance. We can't risk destructive power of that magnitude falling into the wrong hands. My weapons division at Henriksen Industries confirms those readings are consistent with the components of a gravity bomb. Even just storing that thing improperly could cause tectonic shifts, climate disturbances, or worst case, potential black hole.
Bill, Lance, given the situation, I think it's clear why the Federation enlisted our EMC Contra unit. Your EMC. Primary objective is to engage Red Falcon ground forces, confirm the source of those gravity waves, and disarm
emergency military contractors?
If at all possible, locate the GX Army and report back with their current status. There's a Red Falcon stronghold not far from your drop. Infiltrate the base and apprehend their lieutenant. His field intel will help determine our next move.
A remote hideout, missing super soldiers, and a doomsday weapon.
It's worth screenshotting.
Hell of a Friday.
Hell of a Friday. I like it. All right, here we are dropping in.
Time to introduce ourselves.
Hell yeah, brother.
Very curious about the amount of story that they've given me so far.
Take a moment to practice movement, jumping, and shooting.
I got it.
Tells
okay.
me all Contras can jump a second time in midair or dash horizontally.
I missed getting a weapon upgrade.
Simply incredible.
Oh, the dash is new.
You can aim with more precision by holding down aim lock.
Hey, that holds me still. I think the double jump is new too, isn't it? No. Yeah, no, because jumping across that bridge was always so hard. Okay, we're gonna get up to the upper level here. There's a guy hidden behind a rock. Take him out. Ow! I got shot, but I got a scatter shot upgrade. Worth it. Okay, this is the bridge that's gonna fall out from under me, right?
And we'll be sending frequent supply drops. Shoot a weapon pod to release its cargo. Experiment with a variety of weapon types.
Just accidentally got a flamethrower instead of my scatter gun. Missiles. Oh no, machine gun. Okay. And this machine gun. Whoa, the camera's rotating around. Okay. That was interesting. You stay locked in a 2D plane with the camera rotate around. Hey, hey there, Bill. Bill? Bill and Lance?
What the hell?
Our chopper's taken enemy fire. It's going down.
Oh no. Crash behind us. Like very close behind us. Like it just came and almost
that
ran over
strike
us.
Strike one.
We just stood there.
It's all three by my count.
I have, I think, only one health left.
Hold a primary and secondary weapon. Swap between them.
Oh! Cool, I still have my scatter gun. Or my spread gun. Or my shotgun. Whatever you called the S in your household. All S guns are valid. Ow, I died. Oh no, in dying I lost my scatter gun because that was the weapon I had set. Oh no, that's sad. I'm playing this on Switch. It seems like it's running just fine. I'm using a stupid flamethrower. I'm using an 8-bit Do Pro 2 controller for the nice chunky keypad, which feels pretty good. You can, if you're using the right analog stick instead, you can aim in more directions. Hold ZL to sacrifice your active weapon. I don't have an active weapon. Oh my goodness, so I have a flamethrower. Wait, hold ZL. No, wait, I just did that to a scatter shot. Aw, man. Well, it did a very cool attack. I just meant to do it to my flamethrower, not my scatter shot. Basically filled the screen with bullets for like 10 seconds. Okay. So this is not the same level layout as the first, as the original game. Which makes me more intrigued by this. I assumed that it was, just like a new coat of paint, but the same weapon or the same map layout as we saw with
when the entire jungle caught fire.
Advance Wars.
It's been a while, Lance.
Who's this guy?
Enjoying the island so far?
This is like a flying mech boy.
Oh, well, well.
Ah, the GX.
If it's not the GX Army's mascot. Hey, Stanley.
If the EMC was gonna stick its nose in this operation, they could have at least have sent a small army.
Your lucky day, then. They sent two.
I suppose so. At any rate, stay alert. These guys aren't messing around.
You alone? Where are the special forces?
Whoop, whoop, whoop! I fell down a hole. I got a game over.
I I should have known Contra had arrived when the entire jungle caught fire.
Even though I got a game over, I still didn't have to start at the very beginning of the level.
The island so far?
That's nice.
Oh, well, well. If it's not the GX Army's mascot. Hey,
hey, don't throw grenades at me.
If the EMC was going to stick its nose in this operation,
I do feel like the
lucky day then.
Graphics are like
I suppose so.
A hair
stay alert. These guys aren't
too
you alone?
Detailed.
I lost contact while running advanced recon.
Where I would prefer them being like a little more simple. You know what I wanted to have? A style that I always love is the way that the 3DS Smash Brothers game looked, where it had polygonal characters, but then they had like a nice chunky outline on them. I kind of wish that like your character and enemy characters had a chunky outline, just to really define things, because it's not like I can't see things. It's not quite, it's not to that level where like things aren't getting lost in the background necessarily, but with a nice chunky outline, you really ensure that your eye is drawn to the most important things. And without that, it's taking me like just a second to catch things that are important for me to pick up, like a scattershot and a machine gun. I should have kept my own missiles. Ah, here's the boss of the first level. I'll just lay here and shoot at him. Oh no, he shot me! Oh, it was laying up on the top. Laying up here is where you're supposed to lay to shoot him, isn't it? Although it looks like that doesn't work either. I'm pretty sure that in the original game, this guy had a completely vulnerable position. That's okay. I blew him up. Now I've got a double machine gun? Oh, and another one of them appears! Cool! Alright. I am immediately more interested in this game as a revisitation of original Contra, now that I know it is not just a reskin. Which, granted, I probably should have known, but even in being like on marketing emails and stuff, I did not get the impression that this game was going to be this different. I thought this was mostly just going to be the first game again. And it's already in the first level here, giving us quite a bit of changes. This boss that I'm fighting against now, I do not like. How do I do my air dash? Ava. Okay. This guy has just tons of turrets shooting at me. And he has a red point. Ah, but he has stuff circling his red point that shields him. But I just got rid of part of his shield. Now I see how I hurt you. Come on. Come on. There we go. He exploded. Real good. Real nice. Real good explosion. Stage complete. All right. Let's go do the next one. I gotta go check something real quick, friends. Hang tight for me. Oh. Okay. I'm back. We're back.
Entry point, located.
Copy that. Falcon is obviously on alert, but we haven't seen anything unexpected.
Apologies, Commander. We should discuss the chopper attack.
This might be too much story in the story mode.
How did they get a missile past our sensors?
I mean, obviously I'm playing the story mode, but still.
That's it exactly. It wasn't a missile.
It wasn't a missile?
What?
Whatever it was. Our scans indicate organic matter.
Organic matter?
Organic? What exactly does this mean, then?
It means we have a good opener when we find the guy in charge. I'm ready if y'all are.
Resume your mission. Locate Red Falcon's lieutenant for questioning.
Yes, sir.
We'll update when we know more. Over and out.
All right, here we go into stage 2. Is it going to be behind the back? Oh, I hope it's behind the back. Stage 1 jungle is done. Stage 2 base. Wait, let's check the perk shop. Oh, I have 174 credits. I can buy a global 1-up is 500 player. These are all $500. Oh, nope, these ones are $200. Begin the stage with weapon equipped. Okay. Available. Affordable. That's the section I need. It's empty. There's nothing in the affordable section. Because I don't have enough money. Alright, we're ready. Let's go. I can barely see on the background of the load screen here the title of Contra's award to elite soldiers who exhibit preternatural drive and ability, excelling in guerrilla tactics. Alright. Still didn't tell me what EMC stands for. Earth? Earth Military Command? Maybe?
I can search.
Ooh, motorcycles! Hover bikes.
They haven't decommissioned this model yet?
Okay. We get a motorbike level? Okay. Camera's doing some cool shifting around. There's a laser thing up above me. I'm sure wishing that I had those homing missiles still. Because I am using laser and machine gun. There's a spread. No, I lost my machine gun. I wanted to lose the laser. Oops. Oh wait, I can hold a trigger, the right trigger, there we go. I just got the laser again. Oh wait, I still have my spread. The laser was just because I got an upgrade. Okay. I gotta remember to grab the trigger when I need to be able to lock into position and shoot. This is fun. Oh, this is good. What are you? Get out of here, you little BB-8 sucker. No, you're clearly an enemy. There's two layers of motorbiking happening. There's like a catwalk above me that other hyperbikes are going onto, along with enemies showing up next to me. Oh man, now they're in the foreground and the background, but they like slowly weave into my depth plane. This is cool.
Don't shoot. Not one of them. Not anymore.
This is cool.
Explain.
Name is Bradley. I'm just a merc, you know. Signed up for some easy money, but these guys are terrorists, man.
There's other enemies keep showing up while this guy's talking to me.
They're like freaking zombies. But not you. I guess I'm different. They locked me up for some weird experiments.
That's not good.
That's why I'm getting out. Now. So how about it? Can you get me off this island? Please?
With your training, you might be able to help us.
No way. You don't understand. Someone let me out. They're trying to kill me. I gotta get out of here.
Okay. Oh no, there's a laser targeting him.
Sniper? See? Thanks for the help, but I gotta get out of here.
Okay, bye, buddy. Good luck.
Well, good luck, Bradley.
I have to say, the art style's also growing on me here. Oh no, I didn't want to pick up the... Oh, I just lost my scatter shot. It reminds me a bit of playing Shattered Soldier on the PlayStation 2, which is another one that, like, I really didn't love that art style when it came out. What just happened? I just got, like, a super slow-mo thing? Why am I in slow motion? Oh, I think that was my special ability with the laser. I think I downgraded my laser for that. I was trying to hold the trigger to target, but instead I held the other trigger, which uses your special ability. Okay, I have a C, which is a cannon, maybe? And I have homing, or I have M, which is machine gun, okay. Okay, we're up on the upper level of the catwalks now. This is a pretty fun level. Oh. Now we're over, there's not a floor under us anymore. We're going through it. You know what it looks like? We're going through the guts of the Discovery at the end of season one of Star Trek Discovery, when they're like flying around inside the ship and you're like, why is there this much open space inside the ship? That's what it looks like. Ow. I'm getting shot a lot. This is very fun, but it's very, like, I'm taking some beatings. Yeah, homing missiles. That's great to have on this level. Because I can just keep the fire button held down.
The bonus pod indicator will appear below your health bar. When you need a weapon, give me a call, and I'll send it right.
There's a car with spikes on it driving at me. Whoa! Okay, okay, okay. Let's call in that weapon upgrade that I just got offered. Okay, we have homing missiles equipped now. We don't need a flamethrower. Okay, there's a car with spikes and a machine gun, and it's shooting at me, and charging at me, and throwing out a thing that becomes a spike trap. Okay, whoa, no!
Yes, sir. I won't be
that ruled! Oh, I thought I'd beaten the car, but instead an even cooler, badder red car showed up, and it's got the guy we're supposed to capture in it. And he crashed through his own man to get to me. This rules. Yeah, you can't hurt me. I got a hover bike and homing missiles. Yeah. And I forgot I can double jump. I gotta remember that. That's very important for avoiding getting hit. All right. What's he gonna do? He's gonna charge me. His ship crashed through a wall. Oh wait, it didn't crash. And by ship, I meant car. He drove through the wall, now he came out in front of me. Okay. Is this just the same, but you're in front of me? Wow, he just threw out a lot of grenades at once. Okay. Now he's gonna try and charge me. No problem. Put more grenades. Another flamethrower upgrade. No thank you. Shoot over his lasers. Grenades. And he explodes! Yeah!
We won't get much information out of him now.
Forgot there's voice acting. Whoa, we're still going. That's not the end of the level? Hey, everybody. I thought that was going to be the end of the level. That was alarming. Another flamethrower. Why does it think I want a flamethrower so bad? How about just give me an upgrade to my homing missiles? That'd be cool. The game definitely doesn't... This sequence on the motorcycle does not look as cool as I think it's supposed to look. What the heck is this gun? I got an upgraded C gun and it's shooting black holes? This section, I imagine, if you're playing this game on a PC or on Xbox or PlayStation, probably looks smoother. It doesn't look bad, but I think we're running this game at 30 frames, I guess, and I gotta believe that this would look way cooler at a higher frame rate. I don't know for sure what the frame rate is because I'm not really great at identifying that kind of stuff. But what I can identify is that this sequence feels like it is wanting more from the graphics than perhaps the Switch is giving it. I got blown up. I got a game over. Oh man. I'm not just gonna restart me after that car chase, right? Yeah, this is right after that car chase, okay. Well, the laser is very effective because the laser shoots through people. I should keep that in mind. Alright, fine, I'll take a flame. Okay, you know what? Flamethrower is very good on this stage. Whee! That's a C. Oh no, I tried to jump it. I failed to jump the C. So now we have a C weapon. Which I guess if we get the upgrade for, it'll be cool. So we can start shooting black holes for some reason. There's a fun variety in enemies here too. Which like, it doesn't really matter because mostly just, you know, you're trying not to get hit by them and shooting them. Like there's not a lot of tactics involved with fighting these enemies. Oh no. Okay. I just completely failed to swap my weapons around the way that I was wanting to. But there's guys on motorcycles. There's these turret things that are running along tracks in the like warehouse type environment we're riding through. And then there are there's like these running robots that it's there's little ones that are just round and roll. And then there's green ones that roll through the stage and then hop up onto feet and start running along. I don't think they've attacked me yet. I think they've just, like, showed up and gotten got. But they're cool looking. It's, like, a fun, weird robot design. So I like that. I just used up my weapon again. So the problem is that you hold right trigger to do your, right trigger is to lock yourself in place and be able to aim around you. And left trigger, if you hold that, does the like use up your weapon to do a super ability thing. And I keep doing that by mistake because I'm meaning to hold the left trigger. No, I'm meaning to hold the right trigger. See, this is why I keep doing it wrong, because even in my head it's the other way around. I have now black hole bombs. There's also a fire just floating in the middle of the screen, which I think was from me using up a charge of my flamethrower. Okay, went away now. So I think that was just, I think the flamethrower's special ability is like, it just leaves. What the heck is that?
Guess the lieutenant was tougher than I thought.
The lieutenant has he's all mutated and weird now, and he's got the machine gun mounted on his back. He's become a Resident Evil character. This guy would absolutely be something that would appear in Wesker's lab. No big laser. Okay. Whoop, turn around. Okay.
Creates a barrier that prevents you from receiving damage.
Overloading the machine gun creates a barrier that prevents me from receiving damage. That sounds like maybe a good thing to do. Oh, there was a homing missile. Right in this time. Oh, I died. Okay. Let's overload our machine gun and then call in weapon. Call in weapon. I'm pressing minus to call in a weapon. It's not working. Okay, jumped over his big laser. Got hit by it on the way back. Now we're gonna run into him and turn around. Oh, that's fun. So there's two goons on motorcycles showed up, and we're like riding in front of him, and then he grabbed them each and threw them at me, turning the motorcycles into a projectile. Very, very neat. This rules. This is very good. I like it. Hey, if you're a Contra fan, they did a great job. This is a fun Contra game. I have no idea how expansive it's going to be, but so far I'm very into it.
Do you copy? Little update. The lieutenant turned into some kind of monster.
Yes, he did.
We're here, Major. Sounds like Red Falcon is using biological weapons technology.
Sounds like it.
On the positive side, we located their data hub, and Lance is hacking it now.
That's generous phrasing. If anyone at HQ has suggestions, I'm not above asking for help.
Just got super windy outside.
Looks like you're in. We'll begin analyzing the data.
There's another facility north of your current location, just past a local village. This data suggests it's a laboratory. Our best shot at information regarding those gravity waves.
Village? Can't still be civilians there, right?
Officially, they evacuated after the meteor shower, but we already know that report is less than accurate.
Uh-oh.
Don't love the sound of this.
Heads up. I'm accessing security footage of an unknown operative. You boys aren't alone.
We'll be careful.
Regardless, we'll head for that village and let you know if we find anything out of the ordinary.
Cool. We'll leave it there for now. Contra, Operation Galuga is pretty dang fun. I'm delighted by this. I was expecting to like it. I was not expecting to like it this much. Ooh, I can afford things now. Barrier increases the invulnerability period after a respawn, or I can buy a weapon upgrade. We're gonna begin with a spread gun equipped. Heck yeah. Thank you, WayForward, for the chance to check this out. Thank you to you for checking it out. Subscribe to Turtle Power Presents Power Playthroughs podcast on a podcatcher. If you would be so kind, that'd be super neat of you. You can even do it on Spotify. And subscribe here on YouTube. That's really, really cool, too. Helps me out. Helps me show you more cool games. Keep an eye on Geek to Geek Media as well for written reviews. And until next time, friends. Happy and hope for the best. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at ProbablyWork
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called ProbablyWork.com.